For those who still need to develop the training of the mind, because your spiritual faculties are still not developed, then you train yourself accordingly. You still need to use the mind sweeping method to decondition your heedless thinking, then please go ahead and continue it with loving kindness and metta to bring about the tranquility and stillness of mind, leading to inner peace, followed by inner well-being. The mind that has inner peace and inner well-being is very conducive for meditation. That's the reason why precept is a source of spiritual joy, and you keep your precept and develop your virtue. It's also the source of true peacefulness of mind. That's how you can meditate. That's also the reason why all meditation starts with sila. The last benefit of sila, or virtue, is the source of true spiritual wealth. Through that, you develop a mind that is conducive for receiving spiritual teaching. That's the reason why it is the source of spiritual wealth. These are important understanding after you have trained your mind to be peaceful, quiet, silent, and away within. You then have to stabilize it. The stabilization of it needs proper understanding. If your spiritual faculties are still not developed, not so stable, then you need to train your need to train this heedless mind or mundane mind. That's the reason, that's the reason why all the techniques, methods, and objects of meditation are introduced or come into place. They are just a skillful means to train the mind. You need to anchor the mind to stabilize the awareness, the sati. Hence, all these objects of meditation are for you to train your mind, to stabilize the sati, to anchor your mind, not to focus, not to concentrate, and not to develop all those energy fields. It is just to maintain mindfulness or awareness. There's a reason why anapanasati is about mindfulness of the in and out breath. The Buddha never at any time said you focus on the tip of the nostril or focus on the feeling. He just said breathing in away, breathing out away, then breathing in short breath. Then breathing in a short breath, you must also be aware. Breathing in a long breath, you must also be aware. You need to maintain and stabilize the awareness of the breath body and the physical body followed by breathing out. Experiencing piti, breathing in a short breath, you must also be aware. And breathing in a long breath, you must also be aware. You need to maintain the sati and stabilize the sati or awareness of the in and out breath. Then breathing in, experiencing the inner peace of the entire breath body and the physical body, followed by breathing out, experiencing piti. Continue until the awareness becomes very stable and very clear. That is the stability of mindfulness that can allow you to train your mind to meditate accordingly. When you have stabilized all this, you just relax into it, into every mind state that arises, so that the piti will become even more refined. Piti is a type of spiritual joy or spiritual calmness or spiritual rapture. That will arise when you have trained your mind to be in sati without thought. Then as you relax into it, it becomes more refined. And then you will experience sukhang. Sukhang is blissfulness of mind, a mind that is much more refined than piti. then you will experience this blissfulness of mind, which is very blissful, very calm, and very quiet. Then later on, if you continue to relax into it, even this sukha will transform and become pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. This is the mind you aim to develop as you train. For those who already know how to meditate, and the awareness or sati or the silent mind is already there, you just have to relax into it and silence everything. Then this pasati or the meditative mind, which is just aware and silent, will stabilize. After that, you can stay there. Whatever object of meditation you have, you just stop and stay there. Then you will become very subtle and still, until there is no more movement and no more mind to meditate. Then that pasati or tranquility and stillness of mind, or the silent mind, which is the meditative mind, will stabilize and become very still and very quiet. That is the meditative mind in sati, your true mind, your true nature. From then on, you just silence everything. Then the spacious awareness without a center can allow you to be mindful of whatever that is within, or whatever that arises within your sense bases or your sixth sense door. Upon contact, what happened? You will know, because your awareness will pick it up. Then it can be very sensitive. Then you just stay at the heart area, which is the seat of consciousness. This awareness or silent mind is the common entity or denominator that must be there whenever consciousness arises. So you stay with the awareness and maintain silence. Then whenever the consciousness arises, or wherever also can, then wherever the consciousness arises, it will be aware. This is what Tuchu Putola, Venerable Empty Scripture, was taught by the Novik monk. The six sense bases have a common denominator, which is the mind that can be aware. You just stay with the awareness, stay with the silent mind. Then you will understand how you function as a human being, how your mind arises and passes away, following the law of dependent origination, the dwelling. And the essential Dhamma is strong. You will see them all. You will also understand upon contact what happened. Not only feeling arise, many other things can also arise. Then you can also see how you function as a human being, how your form and mind continuously give rise to consciousness, and how the content of consciousness goes in via your views, opinion, and your conditioning. Then from there, how you stir your mind due to your wrong view, how you react to sense experience, and how the mental hindrance or lie and dislike pleasant and unpleasant feelings, which the Buddha calls sensual desire and ill will, respectively arise. You will also witness how the three evil roots, the essential Dhamma, the five spiritual faculties, and the five mental hindrance arise, and how they pass away, how they condition you into negativity. Then you will also experience later on, as you progress, the seven factors of enlightenment, the six internal sense bases, the six external sense bases, followed by the 18th sense rhyme. You will come to understand all this, which accumulate into mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths. That's how you can finally transcend the form and mind to realize enlightenment via awakening to the characteristics of nature, which are impermanent, suffering state, and non-self nature. So you just relax and silence your mind to develop all this understanding.